Rita. Chapter 1. Amneris versus Ida.
I am Princess Amneris. My father is the King of Egypt. I live in a wonderful place. It is the most beautiful palace, and I can have anything I want. I never have to work because there are servants to do everything for me. I wear the most beautiful clothes every day. They are made by hand from the best silk in the world. I wear diamonds, rubies, emeralds, gold, and silver. I have the best of everything. But it is not enough. It will never be enough unless I can have Radames. I am so in love with Radames. He is the general of my father's army, and he is such a handsome and powerful man. I am so miserable. No one knows how miserable I am. Every night, I cry myself to sleep because Radames does not love me the way I love him. No one can give me any comfort except for him. Yesterday was a terrible day. We are at war with the Ethiopians, and Ramses, the high priest, said to Radames, "The king wants you to take our army to Ethiopia to fight our enemies." Everyone in the palace thinks it is such a high honor. I guess it really is, but I worry so much about him. I cannot help but imagine his body lying dead on the ground somewhere. Men never know how women worry about them so much. But then I also had an idea. If Radames is victorious, then my father will order him to marry me. That would be wonderful. Some time ago, I thought he would come to love me. We used to spend a lot of time together. We used to walk together beside the River Nile in the evening. My servants would always stay further behind. They knew that I wanted to be alone with him. No doubt they gossiped a lot about Radames and myself. It has always been hard to hide my feelings, but now I am better at it. Even my closest friend doesn't know how I feel about Ida. Ida. She is an Ethiopian woman. She was caught in battle, and my father gave her to me as a slave. She really is an amazing woman. She speaks so well, and when she walks, she is so elegant. It almost seems that she is a noble woman instead of a slave. In the palace, she learned to do everything so quickly, and she never seems to be bitter. In the beginning, it was very easy to be friendly and kind to her. I often forgot that she was born an enemy of my country. There is one problem. She is beautiful. It wouldn't matter if I was more beautiful than her, but Radames seems interested in her. I detest that. When they are in the same room together, they act differently. Radames gazes at her repeatedly. She catches her breath when he speaks. Every time I see this, I am filled with jealousy. Why does Radames want her more than me? She is only a slave, but I am a princess. Yesterday, in the ceremony when Radames became the general of the army, Ida was there. She was shaking. I know what she was thinking. She doesn't want to think of him dying in battle. At the end of the ceremony, everyone cried out, "Victory to Egypt!" At that moment, she turned pale, and later I heard her crying. I was the only one who knew why.
My name is Ida. I became a slave in the Egyptian palace after I was caught in a battle. No one really knows who I am. I am an Ethiopian princess. When I first came here, it was a horrible time for me. Everyone treated me terribly. Every night, I used to cry from homesickness. Now I keep my pain deep inside and do not let anyone see it. And I have to be careful that no one finds out that I'm a princess. Sometimes I wonder how I can continue with my life in this palace. But there is one thing that even though it gives me pain, it also gives me happiness. I am in love with Radames. So I have two secrets that I must keep. Both are very hard to keep. I sometimes wonder how I can love an Egyptian. He is the enemy of my country. In fact, he is probably the greatest enemy. It is his job to plan battles against my country. This tears me apart. I feel that if I love him, I am betraying my country and people. But also, if I am loyal to my country, then I am lying to the man I love. Yesterday, Radames became the general of the army. It was all I could do to stop myself from running from the ceremony. It was very hard for me to see. Of course I had to shout out, "Victory to Egypt!" Later, Radames came to me and said, "I can ask to marry you if I return victorious. The king will have to allow me to marry you." When I heard him say that, my heart jumped for joy. But I cannot wish for him to return victorious if it means the defeat of my people. Princess Amneris is another problem. At first, she was very kind to me. But that slowly changed as time went on. I know as well as many of the other slaves and servants that she loves Radames. I have heard her laughing and talking about him with other servants and slaves. But she never does this in front of me. Has she discovered that Radames and I love each other? She almost never speaks to me now. Did she see us together? I need to be more careful.
Amneris, you are being foolish. I have thought about this so many times. My suspicions are making my life miserable. I cannot live like this, worrying about Radames and Aida. The battle is over, and Radames is coming home. But Aida does not know this yet. I spoke to my father, and he agreed to tell Radames that he must marry me. So it won't matter anymore if Aida loves Radames. Still, I must find out if Aida loves Radames. If I don't, I will never be able to sleep at night.